beginning with a visit with Cookie on Tuesday night, the 7th of September, 71. Just back, he came back, first time we've seen him, he came back yesterday from West Virginia, Channel 1 right, and the visit with Cookie, about supper time, he'd already eaten. This Tuesday night, the 7th of September, 71, he came over to tow the old back into Brasington.
Well, I took it this morning, but they didn't have it all unloaded. I didn't feel like unloading.
Right here.
You are?
I didn't feel like unloading the truck last night.
I imagine there's been enough going on for one day.
We pushed it. Me and Laura pushed them things 528 miles yesterday.
That was something. That really was.
Huh?
We drove them things 528 miles yesterday.
What do you mean?
From the time we got left the motel yesterday morning.
Oh, you spent the night?
Yeah. 528 miles.
Oh.
I sure am glad you spent the night.
We drove 325 miles, and then we stopped and got to the motel and stayed all night.
That just makes so much more sense if you can not push it there.
And then yesterday we pushed it 528 miles. Laura's old Cadillac just came in with the tears up. Lord, I'm telling you. And she didn't use but one quart of oil on a round trip.
Cookie?
One quart of oil on a round trip. Both up and back.
Good Lord. How you count for that?
I don't know, she just drove.
She drove easy.
No, she let that thing eat.
She did.
I want you to know. Well, heck, boy, guy, they left home at 9 o'clock, and they drove 528 miles, and checked in the motel at 10 o'clock that night.
Oh, when they left here?
Yeah.
And went on the next morning.
Went on the next morning.
Yeah. Well, that's right steady, I'd say.
You had to drive that thing.
Yeah.
And you coming back yesterday, well, she did. I know, I was with her. I was clipping off 65 and 70, and she was, she was just eating it up.
Yeah. How much water you got in here, say, enough to wash dishes in?
Old Frank, he had to come back.
You know he did.
He had to come back.
Yeah, and he showed it.
Yes, sir, he showed it. He walked up to Grandpa Cook and he said, Grandpa, She says, I'm sorry we didn't get all your help. I wish I could stay and help you.
Yeah. Just too much weather.
Too much weather. And what I can understand, guy, he went up there, and we had to tell him everything to do down here.
Yes.
Lay your finger on it. And he'd go up there, I know Saturday night, in particular, he went in the kitchen, he said, Grandma, has the hog been fed? Mama said, no. Okay. And that's the door. He went on and fed the hog. When he come back by the chicken house, why, Mama bought her 7 or 8 old hens, you know. He goes in and gets eggs. I mean, it just fits him like a glove. A place like that does.
Well, now, if he could, if he were just a little further along, well, he could make the work cool, you know, and do, as well as do it.
Yeah, but. He's not got to that stage
no,
yet.
No.
And do you know what? Today was his first day of school.
Yeah.
And do you know what the first thing he asked me this evening when I got home?
Don't tell me.
Daddy, I found me a 67 Oldsmobile Cutlass and I want it. I said, how much they want for it? $1,000. I said, Frank, you got rocks in your head. Boy, you can't have nothing like that.
Oh, you mean he's all slipping into the old groove?
Done slipping in, and I done clipped his wings before he gets to flying.
And up there, it never entered his mind.
Never entered his mind. He not in the least. Just a different climate, just a different environment all the way around.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the way. Well, I can't afford no other automobile for him. Not like that. I'm going to get him a car to take the kids to school in of a morning. I'm not going to deprive him that much. I'm not going to deprive the rest of the children that much. I'm about to get it.
The spoon of the short thing. You get it, big one.
You know you're going to have trouble, right?
But I found him once. I'm going to get him. But he's gonna drive what I tell him to drive. Now I send him up there to recover and get out of this mess. He's out now, and I'm gonna keep him out. Just like Helen said to see me, she said, I'm gonna know where he's at and what he's doing. If he's in an automobile, I'm gonna know where that automobile is.
You know, that's what happens. Parents are both working, both ways from home. You know, the kids apparently can take that so long. And then they start taking advantage of it.
Well, I'll tell you what I've done. I ran into a fellow today, guy, that had a 61 Dodge V8, automatic transmission, air conditioning. review. I mean, it's all there. Runs good, but smokes. Good tires on it. And I know he put new brakes on it because I saw the man put them on there since I've been working at the university. And because it smoked, he goes and buys him another car. I mean, I told you about this. But he goes and buys a 62 Chevrolet. Gives $225 for a 62 Chevrolet. I bought the 61 Dodge today for a $50 bill.
I tell you what, you can't expect Frank to do things like that. That's, you've got to go around a whole lot. You got to know too much. But it'd be nice if you'd sort of keep an eye out for things like that instead of coming in with a $1,000 proposition.
That's right. It was an old Cutlass, two-door, hardtop. I mean, a fancy job.
Yeah. Just a thing that you wouldn't want.
Just the thing that I want, with a 440 engine in it. Why, I'm not going to let him have something like that. There ain't no way. No.
The insurance for just go out ceiling.
I ain't got the money to pay for it. Oh. Okay, if I had it financed, I'd have to have collision, liability, comprehensive, and fire and theft.
If you could get it.
If I could get it on him.
And they wouldn't want it.
And it'd cost me $700 a year. The price of the automobile a year for him to drive. Well, guy, it don't make sense. Would you think so, Faye?
Right. Nope.
Could you tell me, you know, itinerary up there? You got up there, when was that? See, you left here Thursday, and you had breakfast up there Friday morning.
No, I didn't get there till Friday afternoon by letting the calf was so tired. I let him stay in the pen for about 8 hours.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I understood you say that, and I couldn't believe it.
That's right. I left him in there about 8 hours. He was just so tired, I just couldn't punish him that much. I just couldn't do it. I think too much of you fellas to punish that calf that much.
He just couldn't ride that far.
That's right. I left him right there on the ground eating hay and feed and drinking water for 8 hours.
And then he didn't want to get back.
I like to never got him back on that truck.
Well, you know the way I get do it here, I get behind him and push him.
I had to push him, too.
Yeah.
And he had them front feet out there just like that. And he's a big animal.
Yeah.
When you start picking the back end up and overbalancing that front end.
Yeah. That's it.
But he had to go. I couldn't leave him, man. I never got in until about 5 o'clock that evening. Had it not been for that, I would have made it. If I could have went straight on through, you know.
Oh, by George, that really threw you back, didn't it?
I threw me for a loop. But I'm glad it did. I'm glad it did. The calf stood the trip a lot better.
And then the wind, the gasoline consumption up there, the wind on that frame.
That frame cost me 5 miles per gallon.
Oh.
5 miles per gallon.
It cut you down to 11 miles a gallon.
11 miles of a gallon.
And it's a long way up there.
850 miles.
Yeah. So it cost you money to hold that animal up there.
Cost me $46 worth of gas to go up.
Yeah. And Laura with all the family just took
35.
Yeah. Well, now your truck will use more than her car.
It did going up with all that headwind.
But it didn't come back.
It didn't come back. I come back on $28. $28 I come back on. For gas. I believe hers was 34 something.
Mother, come on.
Well, you all had money on this trip, didn't you?
We're broke now, though.
What?
Let me tell you, guy. I'm going to tell you something now. The expression on my mother and dad's face when they saw me drive in with that beautiful animal.
Yeah.
You can't, let me tell you, you just absolutely can't, I can't explain the expression that was on their face. I can't do it. There ain't no way.
Money is not any consideration.
None. Whenever your mother and dad, as sweet a mom and daddy as I've got, when they have an expression on their face like that, I mean, it was just, they were just built up. Looked like they were getting ready to explode.
Well,
hi there.
Well, good night. How are you tonight?
I'm tired.
Well, I should think so. You gonna eat some supper with us?
I've done eat supper.
Wait,
no, I don't care anymore. I eat some cream tomatoes, fresh cream tomatoes, over fried potatoes, and
no use offering him anything of this
stuff.
Oh,
no.
Have you got some of these tomatoes on your plate,
please?
I sure have.
Oh, great.
Oh,
you got one right here. Oh, don't it look good? What kind are they? They're so big and pretty.
Them red ones are mortgage lifters.
Mortgage lifter.
That's the name of them.
I don't believe I ever heard that.
Mortgage lifter. They don't taste like tomatoes you get down here, do they?
They taste
like tomatoes. See, that's like our tomatoes we used to have.
Tomatoes down here don't taste much.
Oh, this is grand.
Cookie couldn't have brought me anything that I loved
up. That's
right.
Let me
tell you. Oh, yeah, that was made not. Dad and Mama has had them all summer.
Now, Helen's mother and dad has.
They're over there from over there.
Yeah, my mother and dad's tomatoes is just over there where they're at. It just, I don't know, they're just not ripening right. I don't know what, whether it's the soil, whether it's the tomato plants they bought or what, but they're just not putting out right.
But ordinarily,
ordinarily they had plenty of tomatoes.
And these came from Helen's mother.
Right.
Well, they said now and then. I don't believe I ever tasted any like that. And that name, I never have heard of it.
You know, that apple tree that Daddy was talking about fell down, the two limbs that had broke over. Guess how many bushel apples I got off of that tree? I didn't think it.
Yeah.
Honestly.
They got 6 bushel apples off of them 2 limbs.
Off of them?
And they could have got twice that many more.
I'll declare.
Off of the tree. They're not big.
They're cooking apples?
They're cooking apples. They're not big apples.
Mm-hmm.
They're not they're not an eating apple at all.
That's
they're strictly a cooking apple.
Mm.
They make the best apple pie you ever stuck your teeth.
I bet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought back 6 bushels of them boogers.
Oh! Uh-huh. You said you were going to.
I sure did.
And you can keep them, too. They are cheap, won't they?
Yeah, they picked them. Yeah, they're not bruised. They picked them.
Mm-hmm. Did the tree just fall over? The wind or something?
No, the weight.
Oh, the weight.
The weight of the apple just broke 2 limbs out of the tree. Made it up there and picked 6 bushel off of that in 2 limbs.
I'll
6 bushels.
Well?
And you brought them home with you.
I brought them home with me, plus 4 more bushels.
Well?
You mean you loaded up with apples?
I brought 10 bushel apples back. That's what I went for, mainly.
You said you was going to.
They're going to work them up and put them in a deep freeze and make applesauce out of them. And
yeah.
We can eat apples with all anyway.
Well, you do.
Yeah.
See, you live without some of those things that you always had.
That's right.
I think you're getting along fine. Just because you're spending all your money.
Well, I always have them. So loaded, they just broke it down. Does he have other kind too, Cookie?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
He has other kind of ice.
Well, not a large variety like he used to have.
Mm-hmm.
He don't keep his trees up so much.
Well, they were so old. I mean, the apple trees have been there ever since they've had
to be replaced, haven't they?
They've got to be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
And Dad, he just never had enough energy to replace them, I don't guess. Now, over on that place where I had, before I sold it, I had some improved apples on it. But I couldn't. I had no use for that place up there and me down here. I had no use for that 20 acres of land.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. None whatsoever.
If you back up there, you still got a little land.
I can buy it for a song and sing it myself.
Oh, really? You mean land's available up there?
Just 25 acres on a ridge. Way back on a ridge. Got some fine timber on it. I can buy the 25 acres for $600.
Well, that's where we ought to go. Yes.
Course,
and just start all over again.
Back out in the woods.
That's
but I can buy it for $600.
Back out in the woods is where I need to be.
And the timber.
Yeah, there's enough
is
timber.
Is it good timber on it?
Oh, yeah.
Or is it
It's oak timber. There's enough timber on it to pay for it.
Oh.
And it's that red clay land. I mean, it'll grow anything.
And you can get it out on a road so you
can. In summertime, you can. In the wintertime, you can.
Well, that's what I imagine. In winter, you can't do anything.
But I don't want it. I ain't got no use for it.
No. And if you were to buy
it. And if you wasn't there, somebody go and get the timber?
More than likely.
Unless you knew somebody right there, wasn't you?
To take care of it. That's right.
How about that? Well, you got there Friday and late.
Yeah.
Too late to do anything?
Too late to do anything.
Oh, I should think so.
So? Y'all just talk. Sit around and talk.
Just sit around and talk. I saw all my brothers but one. Brothers and sisters but one. And I found out a few things.
Well, don't tell me anymore. My wife, piece of. No, it's just delicious.
I found out a few things. And I flat told them what I thought about the situation just that quick.
Is that right?
I sure did. I made them all mad at me, but that's all.
Cookie?
Hey, that's what I went for, to find out something. Dad wanted us all to know the way he felt about that farm up there.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That's why he wanted us all there. He wants to sell that farm.
Oh, yeah.
He wants to sell all except the 30 acres that the old home place is sitting on. He wants to sell all of it but the 30 acres.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's got no use for no more than 30 acres of land.
Yes.
Mm.
No.
And none of the rest of them have either.
They don't want it. They're like the dog that laid on the hay.
Mm.
But he wouldn't eat it and wouldn't let nobody else.
Oh.
All right. Now, they're just like that. They don't want it, and they don't want nobody else to get it.
I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Well, I flat told him, I said, now look, I'm the oldest boy in the family.
Mm-hmm.
And I've helped, done more work on this farm right here, and helped more to make what it is than all of you put together. Now, as far as I'm concerned, and I insist that Daddy sells the 220 acres adjoining the old home place and take the money, and him and Mama enjoy themselves the rest of their lives.
Take the money and spend it.
They can get $20,000 out of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's because Interstate 79 is going within 5 miles of it. They can get $20,000 out of it. I say sell it. They'll never be able to get that much money out of it again.
They'll be rich.
They don't have to work. If they want to come to Florida, they can get on a plane and come to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll meet them in Jacksonville or Gainesville. They don't make any difference. I take them wherever they want to go. I don't want a thing they've got. Not a thing. As long as they're living.
They couldn't spend $20,000 if they tried to.
No, there's no way.
They just not geared to spend it.
No, Mama's just not. She's just not geared that way. She's saving as she can be.
Mm-hmm.
But now I want you to know, they all got mad at her.
Mm-hmm. But they don't want it. But no one buy it.
They don't want nobody else to have it.
Well.
And I told them, I said, I insist that Mom and Dad sell the 220 acres adjoining the whole home place. And start living. They've labored and struggled all their life.
And they don't need now to be tied down.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
And it tires you.
Yes, my father tires you.
That's 258.
Now you see.
That's what he's got, 258. And I insist on him selling 220 acres for $20,000.
If I could make a living up there the way he does, and have as much sense as he has about doing those things, I'd just love to be tied down with it. But see, he's been tied down all his life.
All his life. He has never. Let me tell you, since I come to the state of Florida 12 years ago, my mama was never out of the state of West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Now that is right.
Before then,
up until then, she was never out of the state of West Virginia.
And she was practically looking out of it from where she lived.
That's right. She never went no place. Mama stayed home all the time. We could tell her, say, now we want to get up. We got to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. 3 o'clock, we get up. Mom, get us up.
Yeah, she's your alarm clock. And have something for you to get up on.
She had hot biscuits every morning.
Well, look at that. Look at that.
Well, I wish you
would,
too.
Who in the world is this?
Welcome home, friend.
Right along there, somebody else too. Look.
And Alex.
Oh, they're all here. Are you all here?
Yeah. He don't look. He don't look like he fits around here.
Does he? He got West Virginia written all over him.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well.
I'm fine with Isaiah.
You got the thing hooked up. You guarantee it not to come off.
I ain't guaranteeing not to come off. Is it?
And take it out the road.
There's a winch up
there. Yeah.
Well.
Pull up the chair and sit down.
How long have you been up there? How long has he been in West Virginia? All
the
summer?
4th of July.
Since the 3rd day of July.
Well, you. July and August. 2 months and over. What'd you do up there, Frankie?
Well, I'm going to have to see if I can find something that Frank occupies himself with, you see? We've been all doing all the work here this around here, Franklin. You ought to just keep your distance now and let everybody do their own business.
No, no, we didn't get there to see Clay Bullard. We would have went, but he had a heart attack not too long ago.
Good old tomatoes there that came from your grandmother.
Had a heart attack not long ago.
We ate one tonight.
And the old boy just about wiped out.
It hit him hard?
Oh, yeah, he wasn't able to be out. I stopped by to see him, but he wasn't able to be out.
But you did stop and saw him.
Yeah.
And he wasn't too jolly.
That looks awful bad. He ain't gonna be here too much longer.
No, I get back. I gotta finish mowing some grass.
No, not even my brother. I didn't get to tangle with him. I tried to, but he wouldn't stand still. He couldn't get his eye off of that bull.
Is that right?
Why, he'd have paid. Well, I'm telling you, he's the one I was telling you about tonight. Come out here and get them other hats for $150 a piece, my own brother. Ain't that right, Frank?
Mm-hmm. You're just four of them any good. And they're nothing special.
Well, he'd have to take them all. If he took one of them, he'd have to take them all. For us to make any money off a little one, he'd have to take them all at one price.
Yeah, take a little sheep.
He'd have to, I mean, that was the price, one and all, straight across. And he's backing up, because one of them's a little bit on the small side.
And blades.
He's backing up.
Long-eared and spindly.
He's backing up. You don't want to back up.
Well, could you buy with, let me see now. You didn't get any trading in. Now, Friday, you were there Saturday and Sunday.
Never got no trading in. Well, I traded for my brother's mower machine. He got one of those Dyna Balance. He bought it new last year.
Yeah.
Well, when he gets this fall cutting done, he's going to get him another one. That's where he's got more money than he has since. That's why it don't bother me a bit to sell him even these heifers down here for $100.50 straight across. I mean, I've got no mercy on him.
He don't ask mercy.
He don't ask no mercy for me. So I have got no mercy for him. I just let him, I just soon stick him as an extra.
So you think you traded with him for that mower?
Yeah, I bought it.
They won't give him anything.
He told me what they would allow him on. I said, well, I'll just give you the money. He said, all right.
You mean you shelled it out? Or when you get it?
I give him a note. Whenever I get the mower machine, well, I'll give him the cash. This is his second year.
Let me tell you. Was that second year?
Second year. And you can back right up and hook onto it quicker than you can a turn plow.
With that and a fluffer, Dodd doesn't have a fluffer.
No, I have to tell you something else I got. Daddy told me I could have. It cost me another trip with a bigger truck or a trailer. But it's worth the effort. It's what they used to call a hay tedder. It just picks it up and turns it over right on down the line.
I know the name.
A hay tedder. It's got forks that works backwards like this and just picks it up and flips it over. You rake it up in small like windrows. And you just take down that line.
And it turns low and doesn't.
And just raises it up. Picks it up to where the air will go through it.
Yeah.
To me, it's as good as what they call a coon. To me, it is. Because a coon costs $700 and that don't cost me nothing.
Well, that's what you want, just to turn it where the air gets it.
That's right, that's all you need.
Your fluffer doesn't dry it, it just scatters it where the sun can get it. Then you got to rake it again.
Yeah, well, this tater, you don't have to rake it again with it. It just picks it up and kind of stands it up. Where air can go through it, and that's what you want. You don't want the sun to beat down and bleach it all the way out.
And it don't take long, then.
No.
Once it gets started, if you got a few hundred bales on the ground, that sun will beat you.
And the sun will burn it up before you get to the other end.
You know, if we had other equipment, we could put the fertilizer out.
Yeah.
And
it's just like I told Lawrence. I said, now Lawrence, I'll be back after that mowing machine Thanksgiving.
But I'll put you in business. If you had that, you could go into the hay business, and I would just help you.
Well, I'm gonna get it. Cost $900 new, that Dynabalance. He used it 2 years. I gave him $200.
Those
ain't nothing to tear up about them. I mean, they're built compact.
Oh, they are built. It's amazing, isn't it?
And you can just back right up and put your side, put your arms on it, and your tilt rod. Your PTO, take on down the line.
Now you tell me, old Ed Smith down there, I've been in touch with him, and he sees these things all the time. He ever has given me any help.
Yeah, he wants to sell you a new one.
He knows damn well I ain't gonna buy one.
He thinks if he can keep you hold you off long enough, you're gonna buy one. Well, I know better than that. I know that brother of mine ain't used that machine enough to wear $700 off of it. He ain't got that much hay to cut.
Oh no.
It ain't cut 100 acres of hay, guy.
Yeah,
they
last, they never
wear out. Look at this old 52 model that we still used out here.
Yeah.
It was made in 1952.
Yeah. And you know, the two things that's wrong with that, I do so much paperwork, I just don't have enough strength left in me to wrestle with it.
That's right.
That's the only thing that's wrong with it. You take somebody like Brandon, he wouldn't notice it.
No, he'd enjoy it.
Yeah.
Now see, you got to get back and get that grass cut tonight.
Yeah.
That yard cut. He don't like that yard being growed up.
Is that right? Well, let me see now. That's Friday. You got that Friday.
Friday evening. Late.
Yeah. So you visited with your folks over there.
Yeah.
And Helen and them was over
No, they were there at Dad's.
Was it?
Oh, yeah. They were there waiting on me. They were there waiting on me.
Well, you've got room enough. All you got to do is spread out on the house.
Yeah. Daddy wants me to bring you up there.
Yeah, well, I'd love to just go over there and never come back. That's the way I feel about that country. I never would come down here.
He told me, that's the last thing he told me, Guy. He said, Leo, see if you can't get Guy to come back with you sometime. That was one of the last things he told me.
The only way I would consider if I could rig up with one of them little old camper trailers and get somebody to fix up the sound so I could get their voices and let them talk about raising crops. And just the things that they've always done, just sit there and talk, I'd go anywhere for that.
Just go up there and just park it out and under the big maple tree and say, now it's good and cool out here. You all just come out here. Let's go out here and talk.
Yes, that's right. And talk for half an hour or so, and then go on about your business, you see. And that talk is the kind of talk you like to hear.
That's right.
Yes, sir, they've got more sense, and the way they go about it, you see, none of the boys is up to him at all, is they, are they?
None of them.
Now they are more successful and they may be brainier and all like that, or smarter, but they don't have the way of going about it.
They're money crazy.
Yeah.
They're money crazy.
Friday, then you had Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday, but I was dead. I was just absolutely dead.
You collapsed?
I collapsed. I couldn't have made the trip back if I hadn't.
Yes, yes.
See, I'd had that kidney infection.
Yes. And you also hadn't had a right steady routine.
Oh, my God. No, my kidneys flared up on me before I got through Georgia again.
You mean on the way up there?
Yeah.
Well, you noticed it.
Yes, my fella. I had to wear a diaper between my legs, by golly. I just wouldn't quit.
You want anything else?
No, you going
back? Well, how did he look when he got up there? Looked like you'd never seen him before?
Once, lady.
Well, let me tell you. Now tell me what your tell me about it up there.
Yeah, it's like that up there. Different.
Yeah.
We got a different climate set up there than you do down here. Like you get winter down here, it's just cold up there, it's snow.
Yeah.
It's like it up there.
Hey.
Now the hay fields is different, I guarantee you that.
Yeah.
It's a lot different.
It takes it, takes it a little longer to cure?
3 or 4 days.
But then you don't have to fight the weather. You may have a rainy season, but I mean, ordinarily you get plenty of hay weather, don't you?
Yep.
Don't you?
Mm-hmm. Pick up over 1,000 bales. That's pretty good for up there.
And that's all hay, too.
That's all hay.
Yeah. You can't pick them up.
Yeah, they're short bales. You take them chunking, but
yeah.
You get tired at the end of the day.
Yeah. They're solid.
They're solid bales.
But he don't use such big bales?
No, he can't handle them.
He can't handle them.
Yeah.
If he could handle them, he'd put them in bigger bales.
Would he?
Oh, yeah. But he bales them. About that long, something like that, don't you? About that long? Not like we bailing out here.
A little better than half a bale.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But now they're tight.
You put a spade in there.
You can't take the strings and pull them together, can you?
Not very many of them.
But they got good hay.
Nice. I like to live up there.
You'd like to, how you gonna arrange it, Frank?
I don't know.
You got that moment of work, Frank. I ain't gonna get back in time.
I just channeled one over. Around 650, 700, and the end of the visit with Cookie this Tuesday night, following the Labor Day weekend. He's just back from West Virginia, the 7th of September, 1971. Channel one over, around 650 or 700. And the end of the visit was Cookie. And Franklin showed up, and Alice, this Tuesday night, about dark, at supper, except he'd already eaten. This Tuesday night, right after Labor Day, the 7th of September, 1971. Channel one over, around 650 to 700, this Tuesday night, the 7th of September, 1971.